Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. So, there was something I wanted to ask you the other day, but I thought, no, I'm waiting until we're recording and I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Over the 8 years I've been with you, I've seen you do this a lot, and I don't know why you do it. Why do you tap the walls?
I don't tap the walls.
You do tap the walls. You like...
I feel
you put your hand against the wall.
Yeah.
And then walk away.
I don't just go feel a wall and fuck off.
You actually do. You'll feel a wall. I kept seeing it and I thought, you know, is it some like spiritual thing?
Okay. No, I'm very paranoid about electrical fires. So quite often I'll like feel the wall like above a socket and things like that. I know it's weird, but I just do it. It's, do you know, like after I've closed the front door, yeah, I'll press on it to make sure it's closed. Because we have an indoor cat, I always press on it to make sure it's closed. Same with windows. Once I've closed them, I just press them.
But you pull the handle up and it locks.
I know that, but it's just like this extra security thing. Like I double check that to make sure it's good. I'm not alone in this. I know, like, okay, I'm sure some people are like, you're a fucking weirdo. But do you remember there was a guy we used to work with? And in the staff room, there was a panini press. Yeah?
Yeah.
He used to unplug it, yeah?
Yeah.
Which, good, you should be unplugging the appliances.
Oh, it was like a George Foreman thing, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he would unplug it and that wasn't enough for him. He'd have to actually move it to a separate location because he was that worried that there would be an electrical fire. Do you remember?
Yes, yeah. I do. But that actually makes sense because no one was going to be in the building, whereas...
If anything, mine makes more sense because we are going to be in the fucking building when a fire could break out.
But there's not going to be an electrical fire in this house.
What do you mean? How do you know
because
that?
Because everything's rigged to the fuse board. So as soon as there's any sort of... Right, you know how you're feeling for heat? Before they'd even get to the state where there'd be heat, the fuse will trip.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, that's always kind of freaked me out. But it really elevated when... Do you remember I plugged my phone into charge and I went for a shower? Which usually I like to supervise when that's charging. I like to have it nearby. But because you were right there, I was like, it's fine. But obviously you weren't really paying attention. I came back, unplugged my phone. I nearly burnt myself. It was that hot.
Yeah.
It had melted the port in my phone and everything. I had to get a new phone.
Yeah.
And it literally told me my phone was too hot. I couldn't use it. And I just, that freaked me the fuck out of how, and that was like the actual charger. You know, like they always say, don't buy like a knockoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy the actual branded, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And it fucking melted the phone.
Yeah,
and
then it was the fault of the phone, not the charger.
Yeah, but I went to the phone shop and they were like, oh yeah, well, you need to get a new phone because it's a lithium battery and that could have been bad. And I'm like, I fucking know that. Now I'm terrified of everything.
Yeah, it's like the batteries that go in my airsoft rifle. Like, I have to keep them in a bag.
Yeah, they like I remember we were in the shop and they had the little like fire safety bags. I'm like, you're fucking getting one of them.
They explode, them batteries.
That's no good.
Like, they'll start to swell. If they start to swell, get them out.
I don't think I'm alone in this. I think there's a lot of people that will understand my fear. Whether they take it as far as me to actually go around touching up walls, they'll get where I'm coming from.
Right, so what...
So do you want to get into today's case?
Go on, say it again. And you pick which is funny.
How do I not commit murder? So, what you got for us today?
So, today we are going to be covering the Beast of Jersey. Did you just hear my ankle crack?
No.
I bet you'll hear it when you play it back. That was loud as shit. Now, today we're going to be covering the Beast of Jersey.
Our Jersey or Yankee Jersey?
Our Jersey. The island of Jersey.
Okay.
So, between the years of 19...
Wait, our Jersey's fucking like a mile.
Yeah, it's quite a small island, yeah. So, between the years of 1957 and 1971, the island of Jersey was terrorised by a man known as the Beast of Jersey. So, before we get into it, I think for a bit of perspective, Jersey's an island located not far from the coast of France, about 22 kilometres.
And the reason why I said our Jersey is because Britain own it, don't they?
No.
No.
The island is 8 kilometres long and 14.5 kilometres wide. So, like you were saying, it's quite a small area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the population around the time of these crimes was approximately 65,000. Obviously, give or take, given the span of the crimes.
Yeah.
And that has since grown to over 100,000 present day. So, bear that in mind when you're thinking about some sadistic fuck running around terrorising people. It's a small enough community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for those who are unfamiliar, this is where Neil was getting a little bit confused. Jersey is a British Crown dependency, meaning it is self-governing, but it is internationally represented by the UK government.
So we don't own it?
You can't have everything.
I'm not saying we do.
You'd like to though, wouldn't you? I'm actually shocked you didn't start singing like Royal Britannia there or something.
You always take the piss out of us Brits.
Yes.
But we're undisputed World War champs. Like, you got to give us some respect.
So, in 1957, a young woman was waiting for a bus to arrive. A man approaches her and he has a scarf covering his face. He produces a rope, which he then wraps around her neck and drags her to a nearby field where he would beat and sexually assault her.
And no one saw it?
Apparently not, no. So he goes on to commit the same crime against two more women in that same year. And it was, you know, same manner and both young women waiting for their bus.
Hmm.
Now, after three victims in 1957, he cools off for a bit, not striking again until 1959. And again, same type of attack, young woman waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
His next attack would happen on the 14th of February, 1960. And there's a bit of an escalation of the situation.
Killed him?
No. This time he snuck into the bedroom of a 12-year-old boy. So, terrifying. This young lad awoke to the sight of a masked man standing at the foot of his bed.
What kind of mask?
I'm not going to lie to you, Neil, it was not good.
See, I was picturing, do you know when people rob banks and they're wearing, like, a Clinton mask?
Yeah.
Or Buzz Lightyear.
No, this was the stuff of nightmares. It was a rubber mask, kind of Michael Myers look. You know, that kind of blank face, and it's got this, like, fucking matted kind of wig on top.
Hang on, let me have a quick look. That's fucking Ed Gein.
It's no good.
It's Ed Gein wearing someone's face. What, was it someone's face?
No, it was made out of rubber, but it's... I think it's the...
Where the fuck did he buy that?
It's the lack of facial expression that's so fucking terrifying. And I don't know if he bought it or if he made it or something. I think if he bought it, he's definitely worked on it himself because
done surely, a bit of editing.
Yes, because surely they would have been able to trace it back to somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, it looks a bit of an Edderball.
Just a tad. So, like we said, he snuck into the bedroom.
And imagine being 12 years old waking up to that.
Yeah.
That at the bottom of your bed.
Yes. It's fucking horrifying. So, yeah, he sneaks into the 12-year-old boy's room. And he again wraps a rope around this young boy's neck and he guides the boy out of the home through the window into a nearby field where he would again beat and sexually assault. Now, this time he did do something different. He would bring the boy back into his home instead of just leaving him in the field.
What's a... Is this a weird way of him having compassion?
I don't know if there was some type of compassion or if it was, I mean, it's kind of hard to assume that in this situation.
Yeah.
Or if it was more so a case of, this is a child. If I tell them, don't say anything, just bring them back, you know.
Hmm.
It might have been a case of, I have more hope of scaring this child into not saying anything than I do a grown woman. I don't know. So in the following month, March, a woman was on her way to the bus stop when a man pulled up in his car and offered her a lift. He told her he's on his way to pick up his wife. So she accepted the offer and she would soon become uneasy. She knew there was something that was just not right about this guy. She couldn't really make out his facial features. Again, he had his scarf pulled up, covering his face.
And she got in?
Yeah. I mean, she hopped in, she wanted the lift, and then she quickly was like...
And then realised he's got a scarf over his face.
Well, I don't know.
Would you get in someone's
car?
No,
I would not. I'm not even very comfortable in taxis or anything if I'm on my own.
Yeah, you won't even get a bus.
No, I'll get a bus.
I think that's why Megan's with me, because I drive.
No, but like in all seriousness, in my mind... Public transport, yeah, there may be more people there who can harm you, but there's also more people to witness it.
Yeah.
A taxi or something, it's kind of like I'm in another person's car. I don't know. I feel a bit uneasy with it. So once she was in his car, he drove them to a secluded area and he began to beat her. He bound her hands behind her back, led her out of the car into a field where he would then sexually assault her. After that, he brought her back to the car and he just started to drive off. You know, and at this point, she's thinking, I need to get out of here.
Hmm.
This is fucked. So, what do you think she did?
I don't know.
Sat there weeping and soiling herself.
That's exactly what she did.
No, that's what I'd probably fucking do. But no, she was a bit more copped on. And she just fucking dove out of the car, Neil. She dove out of the moving...
Dolphin dived out.
She just, she fucking took off. She dove out the car and as soon as she got out, she just started screaming and screaming and screaming. She's making as much noise as she could in an effort to hopefully, you know, scare him away, you know, grab some attention. And it worked. He fucked off. He was having none of it.
Rightly so. He probably thought she was unstable without screaming and stuff.
Clearly in this situation, she's the unstable one, isn't she? That same month, he's back at the home invasions. This time, the victims were a woman and her 14-year-old daughter.
How is someone this active on an island what's like a mile?
It's crazy. And like I said, this went on for years. Years. The woman wakes up at about 12:30 at night to the phone ringing. She goes downstairs, answers the phone, and hears nothing but silence, and then the call ends. So she doesn't really think much of it and she heads back up to bed. She wakes up again to some sort of noise downstairs. So she gets up, she turns on the lights, and she starts to walk down the stairs. But as she reaches the last step, the lights switch off. So she knows there's someone in the house.
Alright, that's fucked.
It's like a horror movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she runs to the phone to call the police. The line's been cut. This is when a man appears and runs at her. He grabs her, he demands money from her, followed by threats that he was going to kill her. At this point, her daughter is woken up. She's heard all the noise and she's come down the stairs to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as this man sees the young girl, he lets go of the woman and lunges at the young girl. Now that the woman is free, she fucking legs it to next door. She gets her neighbours who come back to her gaff with her. But by the time they make it back to her home, the man is gone. They find her daughter, who was left bound after she'd been sexually assaulted.
Fucking hell, how long was she gone?
I know, when I was reading, I was like, Jesus Christ. But, you know, you got to think this is 1960.
Yeah.
Your next door neighbour is not your next door neighbour, probably. The houses are probably
is on
off.
A fucking island what's a mile long.
Well, yeah, but what's really crazy to me about that is the fact that he had let go of her.
Yeah.
And he'd attacked her. Like, what sort of like a frenzied state was he to continue on the attack, not knowing where that woman has gone?
He didn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. In April, a 14-year-old girl awoke to a man standing over her, watching her sleep. She knew if she screamed, it would wake her parents and hopefully scare the man away. Luckily, it did. Thank fuck. He got spooked and he pegged it.
Yeah.
In July, an 8-year-old boy was abducted from his home. Again, with the rope around his neck, he led the child out of the house and into a field. After he had sexually assaulted this boy, he brought him back to his home, leaving him on the doorstep. Between February and April 1961, he abducted and attacked three more children. After this, he went quiet for 2 years.
Sorry, where was the trigger warning for this episode?
Do you want me to put one in at the start?
I mean, for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Trigger warning. No, in all seriousness, this case involves a hell of a lot of sexual assaults. A lot involving children as well.
Yeah, it's not news to me now. You...
Well, we're not, obviously, as you can tell, we're not going into a lot of detail with it. You know. In April 1963, a 9-year-old boy was abducted from his home. Again, rope around his neck, guided out to a field, sexually assaulted and returned home. In November, an 11-year-old boy was attacked. In July of 1964, his next victim was a 10-year-old girl, and the following month, a 10-year-old boy. Both were attacked in their homes, and as you can tell, he's now exclusively, it seems, targeting children.
Yeah.
Now, it's gone desperate at this stage, Neil. The police are basically saying, look it, lads, we all need you to just start looking out for each other. Get the old neighbourhood watch going and, you know, whoever's doing this, just stop it.
Let me guess, he ran the neighbourhood watch.
He might have done. I didn't see anything exclusively saying he did not run the neighbourhood watch. Scotland Yard released a profile. 40 to 45 years old and approximately 5'6" in height with a medium build. He knew the island well, especially the East Coast. He had a moustache but covered his face, either with a scarf or a mask during his attacks.
How'd they know he had a moustache if he covers his face?
I'm guessing the scarf slipped during and people were able to identify him. Sort of. He wore a long, dark, musty coat and a hat and a pair of gloves. He entered homes through bedroom windows using the moon as his light, between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. and carried a torch. Now, obviously, they were able to gather this information from his previous victims' descriptions of their attacker.
Mm-hmm.
Something that stands out is they all describe him as having a strong, musty odour. Something they don't mention in that profile, but his victims would also say that he spoke with a strange Irish accent.
Oh, he was Irish?
No. He's just trying to make us look bad. Fucking bastard.
You know what to do with him stinking?
Yeah.
Do you know what that'll be?
What?
Can you imagine all the running about legging it he's done in a rubber mask?
Yeah, well...
He'll be sweating cobs.
Well, he's got like his like murder outfit going. Like he's clearly got this little uniform.
Yeah, he's wearing a rubber mask and a big coat.
Well, it's... Do you know Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
The original movie was so low budget, they literally had one outfit for him to wear, one costume.
Mm-hmm.
So... They're filming in summer in Texas, and day after day, he's having to put the same thing on. And they said by the end of it, it was just fucking hanging.
I was just about to ask, where were they? This Texas gym. Fuck's sake.
Well, no, like they could have been shooting on location somewhere.
Yeah, they could have shot it in Dublin.
They could have done, but they didn't. He would also ask or mention cigarettes, and that was another misdirection he was just thrown into the mix.
A lot of them do that though, don't they?
Yeah. They have been known. Now, anyone in the area with a criminal record was being considered. At one point, police started focusing on a fisherman by the name of Alphonse Legaslois. Although, he had actually done nothing wrong other than just being, you know, a bit of an oddball. But that didn't matter. He was now a target. And to the extreme, vigilantes would actually go as far as burning his house down.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And this all caused him to leave the island of Jersey for good. Now, around this time, he goes quiet again for a further 2 years.
That'd make people think it's that other guy even more.
Yeah. He knew what he was at, this lad. Then, in 1966, the police receive a letter. My dear sir, I think that it is just the time to tell you that you are just wasting your time. As every time, I have done what I have always intended to do. And remember, it will not stop at this. But I will be fair to you and give you a chance. I've never had much out of this life, but I intend to get everything I can now. I've always wanted to do the perfect crime. I have done this, but this time let the moon shine very bright in September, because this time it must be perfect. Not one, but two. I'm not a maniac by a long shot.
Not a maniac, you're a fucking head case.
But I like to play with you people. You will hear from me before September, and I will give you all the clues, just to see if you can catch me. Yours very sincerely, Wait and See.
Can I make a prediction? He thinks he's smarter than he is, and he gives them too many clues and they catch him.
No, but don't they all? Don't they all think they're fucking 10 men?
Yeah.
So in the same year that the Beast of Jersey decided to become a poet, in August, a 15-year-old girl was assaulted in her home. Now, as far as I'm aware, this was an assault in contrast to his usual attacks that seemed to be sexually motivated. Her body had marks from the attack, long parallel scratches all over her body. He takes another break, for 4 years this time.
Oh.
In August of 1970, a 14-year-old boy woke up to, you guessed it, a masked man standing over him, shining a torch into his face. As with the majority of his attacks, he leads the boy out of the house by a rope, sexually assaulted him and returned him to his home. Now, with the attack we've just mentioned, there was one thing different. As he walked the boy back to his home, he told the boy to be quiet because, quote, if you don't, someone will harm your mother and father. Now, obviously, the lad was very upset by what had happened to him.
Yeah.
His parents asked him what was wrong, what had happened, and he just refused to say. It was soon discovered that the boy was covered in the same scratches as the previous victim from 4 years ago. On the evening of the 10th of July 1970, two officers were out on patrol. At approximately 12 a.m, they were stopped at a red light when someone just sped right through.
Just booked it.
Just fucking took off.
Were he wearing his mask and all?
So they begin to chase him down, and this guy clearly didn't want to interact with the police. So much so that the mad fuck veered up onto the side of the road, up onto the banking and onto the footpath.
Never goes well.
It never goes well. It's not the best.
If you're not on a moped or a motorbike or a push bike, if you're in anything with four wheels, like even if you were in on a quad bike, you're fucked.
What you mean, just the veering upwards?
No. Like, if you go off the road, yeah?
Yeah.
There's going to be a fence, a wall, there's going to be something, it's going to get narrower. It never goes, especially cars, it never goes well.
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, I'll tell you what happens next.
He crashes.
He crashes through a hedge and into a field.
There you go.
So after that, he gets out the car and just fucking legs it. Clearly was not giving up without a fight.
See, again, stinking because he's in this big trench coat, rubber mask, bucking it across a field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves a bit of cardio. So the police obviously pursue him on foot, and eventually the officers caught up to him and they tacked him to the ground, and this man was arrested. Now, the man who the... Sorry.
Who's he speeding away from?
The police.
No, but...
Only ran the red light.
Yeah.
Okay, I assumed he just ran the... Because it was 12 at night.
Okay.
So I assumed he went through the red light. You know, like you see a lot of people, oh, it's late at night, I can go through. There's fuck all traffic.
I do it. When we work nights, I used to do it. But you can see far enough up the road.
Yeah, well this...
But there isn't a cop sat there.
I was going to say, this guy clearly didn't fucking pay attention, did he? Now, the man who the officers arrested was called Edward Pinnell. And they would soon find out that he was in fact the Beast of Jersey. So let's take a look at the man behind the terrifying mask. So not a huge amount of information in the backstory of Edward, but here's what we do know.
Takes his mask off and it's Benny Hill.
Edward Pinnell was born in 1925 and was described as coming from a well-to-do family. When he was a teenager, he was actually jailed for giving out food to struggling families during World War II. So there's that one positive to him,
yeah.
I suppose. Moving into his adult life, he worked in construction, he was married to a woman by the name of Joan, and was a father of three.
Oh no. His kids.
No, there's no mention of that I saw.
Okay.
In fact, his wife actually described him as having a very low sex drive. Possibly not a low sex drive, just an extremely unhealthy, sadistic one.
Well, not only that, he were into kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was definitely a paedophile.
Yeah.
Now, his wife, Joan, she actually worked at a foster home.
Oh, no.
Edward was known as Uncle Ted by the children at the home, which I don't know why, but just sounds sinister as fuck to me.
Well, us Brits call anyone uncle or auntie.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you're not Brit?
No. As much as you'd fucking like me to be.
It'll be your dad's mate and it's Uncle Nobed or, you know, it's Uncle Mick.
Edward would also dress up as Santa Claus for the children at Christmas.
They always do.
He loved a bit of dress up, didn't he? He and Joan were also said to have taken in children in need of care, which I hope was him taking these children in as his own and wanting to care for them rather than just abusing the system.
Yeah.
So when police arrested him, they said he fucking stank. That's not a direct quote, but remember all of his victims remarked about the musty odour?
Yeah, said he reeked.
Fucking stunk.
Ponged a bit.
He was also dressed in a unique outfit.
Well, the rubber mask?
No, he didn't have the mask on him at that moment in time. But he was dressed in his signature long coat, and along the collar and shoulders, he had nails and screws protruding through the fabric, as well as cuffs covered in spikes.
So he thinks he's in WWE?
See, I went the other way. I thought more of the punk scene. What? Like spiked cuffs, you know?
WWE?
I'm familiar with it, yes. Now, remember the marks left on some of his victims?
The nails?
Yes, the nails that he had protruding through the fabric had left the marks on his victims. Upon searching him, they also discovered his torch. And what he had done with his torch was place tape over the light, and he only allowed a very small opening. So basically, he could just about see what he needed to without allowing his victims to.
So he's a bit of a clever fucker.
Yeah. The ropes he would use were also found in his pockets. And of course, his mask. Now, do you want to hear the excuse he gave to police about his stunning outfit?
I'm going to say protection.
Protection?
Yeah.
So allegedly, Edward was on his way to an orgy and he did not want to be recognised.
Why do you need nails and shit for an orgy?
Well, as for the spikes on his coat, that was in case he was attacked by someone who knew martial arts.
What?
Yeah. So you were right. It just seems that he's embellished the story a little bit more. It had to have been martial arts that he was fearful of, for whatever fucking reason.
See, for me,
there's a dojo in every corner.
See, for me, I'm not scared or paranoid about people who know martial arts. It's fucking mixed martial arts. Them fuckers. Like, if you.
So, as for his mask, he didn't want to address that.
Oh, it's not acknowledged.
Well, I mean, I think the ship has fucking sailed on your mystique level here. The jig is up, Eddie. So, yeah, it was a safe assumption that the police had finally captured the Beast of Jersey. And with that, they went to Edward's gaff and started their search. And it was fucked. They discovered...
Oh, the house?
No, what they found.
Oh.
They discovered that he had been spending years planning his attacks, including his future planned attacks. He had photographs of the homes of his chosen victims. He had studied these people, their families and their homes.
How's the wife not know about this?
I mean, he probably kept it all separate. And then again, years ago, it was kind of like, oh, that's his room or his shed or his whatever, his space. You do seem to... I think even now it's relatively common for someone to be like, oh, that's their mess. I don't even...
So, I mean, like, I have my shed, but you go in it.
I try not to, because spiders. There was also said to have been a kind of altar with books about the occult, as well as a book about Gilles de Rais.
What? What's that?
He was a notorious child killer. Now, Edward would stand trial on the 29th of November, 1971. How long do you think it took the jury to find him guilty?
An hour.
38 minutes.
Oh.
Yep, 38 minutes to return a verdict of guilty.
They must have rushed it that day because Corrie were on.
Well, to be fair, it's been fucking years. Thank fuck they were like, right, yeah. We got him. Lock him up. Edward was found guilty of 13 counts that included rape, sodomy, and indecent assault. Peter Krill of the prosecution described Edward as a cunning and hideous man.
Fucking hell, you don't have to go after his looks.
I don't know if it was...
kick him while he's down.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it meant like hideous actions or like hideous looking, but either way, he is a bit of a scary looking person.
Oh yeah, he's horrible, but... I'm not in a courtroom. Fucking hell.
So with that, he was sentenced to 30 years, which was to be served in England.
But, is that all?
Oh yeah, that was all he got. But he was released after 19 years in 1991 for good behaviour.
You're taking the piss?
No, I'm not. You gotta think.
Good behaviour because there were no kids in the prison.
Well, this is the early 70s. They didn't really...
He didn't do out to fucking adult men.
What?
He's got good behaviour because he couldn't get to any kids or women.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is early 70s. They didn't really care as much about sex crimes, did they? There wasn't as much of a penalty for it.
Really?
Yeah, he got away with he got away with murder, but do you know what I mean? It was... It wasn't as taken as seriously as it is nowadays, you know? Fuck me, he got 30 years for crimes that spanned over 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? I think it was 13, nearly 14 years he was doing this.
Fucking hell.
So upon his release, Edward thought to himself, I know what I'm going to do.
No.
I'm going to head back to Jersey.
Did he fuck?
He did indeed.
No, you're taking the piss.
Well, this is the thing. That's what he would like to have done, but the people of Jersey are like, the fuck you are.
Get fucked.
They made it very clear that he was not welcome back into their community. So in the end, Edward would end up settling on the Isle of Wight.
He went to another island.
Yeah, but don't worry, it didn't last for long. He died 3 years later of a heart attack in 1994. So that's him gone.
Did his wife leave him?
I would assume so. She wrote a book about it, but I haven't read her book. Okay. So that's him gone. Good riddance. I do have some other terrible information for you.
Okay.
In 2007, Operation Rectangle began. And this was an investigation into child abuse that was happening in the foster care system in Jersey. During a search of a foster home on the island that took place in 2008, the remains of a child were found. Shackles were found still attached to the walls. And 65 teeth were also found in the basement. Children had been being abused by staff for a long time in this home. And although Edward Pynell was not named by the inquiry, it's believed that he was most likely involved in the abuse. It was claimed that he would often use chloroform to aid him in his abuse of these children. In fact, during his trial, an 18 and 23-year-old spoke of how they remembered 7 years previous being taken from their beds by a masked man who would then sexually assault them. The reality of the situation is that there is probably a hell of a lot more people terrorised by the Beast of Jersey. These are just the people who we know have come forward with their stories. And that's the story of the Beast of Jersey.
I can't believe he tried going back to Jersey.
He's so fucking neck on him, hasn't he?
Ah, they'll have forgot.
Yeah.
Let bygones be bygones. So, what have you got oddity-wise?
Do you remember a few years back? I say a few years back, it was probably 10 years, maybe more now. Do you remember that picture of the dress? And it was, is this blue and black or white and gold?
Yeah.
Well, the fellow who originally posted that has reportedly been charged with trying to kill his wife.
Really?
Yeah. And that dress in question.
What's hers?
It was the mother-in-law's dress for the wedding.
Oh.
How does that grab you?
What colour was the dress for you?
Black and blue. But then afterwards I could see white and gold.
It was white and gold for me.
It actually, hang on, was it?
But I think it was. It was white and gold, but then I think sometimes the white would start kind of to look blue.
I'm pretty sure it was black and blue for me. But you know, once you stare at it for long enough, I can see the other, like I can see what other people are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it actually was black and blue though.
So there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, you're broken. But yeah, no, allegedly he'd been abusing her for almost 11 years and ultimately he attempted to kill her.
Is this recent?
Mm-hmm. He's only been charged with it.
Fucking hell.
Mm. That's a twisted little connection to that, like, silly little iconic internet moment. Well, we all remember that, don't we?
Yeah.
If you'd been on social media...
Fights kicked off in the street over that.
There was riots, lads. It was one of those things, though.
You go to someone, this is what it was like at school. Go to someone with your phone and go, what colour is that dress? And if they went, that's blue and black. You out of your fucking mind?
Are there any more like that? There's a few. There was,
yeah, there were some trainers, weren't there, as well?
Brainstorm. Do you remember that audio one?
Yeah.
What was it? Brainstorm and what?
I can't remember. And then I think there were a pair of runners as well. Was a pair of trainers.
Like?
I think. I don't know. I might have made that up.
We must have all been bored shitless on the internet a few years ago. Jesus Christ. Like you said, it was just like the biggest thing going. Everyone was shouting on about it.
Oh, yeah. Like when I was at school, what would entertain me for hours? There was a game called Helicopter. Did you ever play that?
No.
You'd literally, so you'd click enter, so the game would start, and it'd literally be a helicopter going along.
Yeah.
And there'd be obstacles, and you would have to hold down the left mouse button to go up.
The hell was this on?
PC. It's all I did in IT. So, and then you'd let go when you wanted to drop. But if you drop too far, you'd crash. See, and yeah. Well, that one, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, I don't want to get into too much detail. It's, he's been charged, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know the full details or anything, but it was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You surprised me with that one.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.